Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled The Impossible Separation. I'm going to be reading from Luke 19, beginning at verse 15. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments." "Which ones?" the man inquired. Jesus replied, "Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. The rich young man was not prepared to go deeper than his question. In the Greek text, in verse 16, we have the statement, "Teacher," or didaskalos, "what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" And so we have the interrogative pronoun, joined with the adjective agathon or absolute. And so from this statement, we get the mindset of the rich young ruler. He wanted a formula, but Jesus gave him a prescription that would save his life. It is fascinating that when the rich young ruler asked Jesus this question, Jesus replied in verse 17, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good." And here, in the words of Jesus, the word good means one who is intrinsically good. Only one. Speaking of God Almighty. The question that the rich young ruler posed to the Jesus attempted to elicit or to get from Jesus, once again, a formula. But Jesus would take his question and use it like a scalpel blade and probe to find the necrotic condition of his soul that nullified his own question. In verse 18, Jesus had given the young man his answer in verse 17, but in verse 18, the young man inquired from Jesus, "Which commandments?" The Ten Commandments, or the Ten Words, are a single fabric. one cannot pick and choose from the 10 words what one will and will not follow. The Ten Commandments are what we call or term apodictic law. That is, law from which there is no recourse. And if you would note in Exodus 20, note carefully how the 10 words or the 10 commandments are structured, how they are put together. The 10 commandments begin with man's duty towards God. And then the commandments talk, speak about the role of parents who have derived authority from God in the home. Both the mother and the father have unique roles in the, within the family structure. So six of the commandments have to do with man's relationship to God, and four have to do with man's relationship toward man. And so they are a single fabric. In the thinking of the rich young ruler, he could merely follow the commandments in a manner that suited his desire. But that is not the nature of the Word of God, as he soon finds out. Verse 20, he says, "All these things I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, and here in the Greek the word is teleios, which means complete, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. The young man was seized and imprisoned by what he owned. He could not overcome his attachment to his wealth. The young man suffered from attachment disorder. It was a disease that had completely and fully overcome this individual. Here, therefore, is the impossible separation. Alfred Edersheim observes that the words of Jesus observes or comments on the words of Jesus to this individual. Edersheim writes, "It was a terrible surprise, a sentence of death to his life and of life to his death." Unquote. The young man wanted a formula, but Jesus gave him a prescription that would sozo, that would rescue his life. It was impossible for the rich young ruler to extricate himself, to separate himself, to detach himself from that which had attached itself to him in a manner that was unsuspected by him. The question of Jesus confronted the rich young ruler with himself. Jesus revealed to this individual who he really was, but the revelation of who he really was not done by Jesus without great compassion. Healing begins when we are able to see our real condition. Real healing does not cover up, does not seek to create a false sense of what is of what is not there. Real healing, intrinsic healing, spiritual healing has to do with who and what we really are and what our condition really is. Wealth had covered up, had hidden this man's true condition. And he thought that he would have a spiritual encounter with the Jesus that he did not have. Jesus took him deeper. And Jesus did so with love and compassion. God reveals us to ourselves that he might heal us. And God does not merely give us a formula. God gives us himself. Jesus was prepared to give himself fully, wonderfully and richly to the rich young ruler. He was not prepared for this situation. Beloved, today, if you need or if you desire a real relationship with God, you may have it. You may have eternal life. If there is a situation from which you find you cannot separate yourself, let me tell you that God has the power. God has the ability. God has the strength that you and I do not possess to separate us from that which seeks to undo us. This is the richness of the good news. This is the richness of who God can be in our lives. God can take away those things that hurt, that despoil, that ruin, that would keep us from eternal life. If right now you find yourself in a condition of an impossible separation, let me tell you that Jesus knows what to do and how to help you. And his help is not the help of talk therapy. It is the help of that one, or from the living God, who knows who we are, who knows our true condition, and who is not afraid to step into our lives where we are. He is prepared to look at the shame we dare not acknowledge. He is prepared to look into the life that has fallen short of his wonderful possibilities. He is prepared to lift us up from our own self-destruction. He is prepared to reach his hand out to us when we are imprisoned by self-hate, by bitterness. He is there for those who are in despair. He has an answer for those who have believed that the trappings of wealth, of position, is all that life is. He is prepared to meet us in our inner emptiness so that we might understand that life can be rich and wonderful because we know the living God. Now, this is not a call to religion. This is a call to eternal life. To know who God is, the wonderful life that awaits you, if you would but call upon his name. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Take your situation of the impossible separation to him, tell him about it, and be healed by God in a wonderful manner. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I will speak with you next time on Humana Coffee. Have a great day.